You know what it is. Hello. Annyeonghaseyo. Well, there's the teaser.
Welcome back to the Cool Jam Show. This is episode 3.
I'm Taylor.
I'm Kay.
Face to Kay.
Especially me. I just like goblined up on my mic there.
Oh, they're going to know. They're going to know. How would they know? Because it's going to be in the teaser. So, we hope you guys have been well, and where you're listening is, we hope you're staying pretty cool. It's been super warm. You and I are from different parts of this, of the U.S. It's still hot, but
it's hot. It's hot. Like, it's hot.
Hotter, sweeter, cooler, butter.
Let it roll.
No, we're not obsessed with butter at all.
No, not at all.
So, our last episode was all about Kingdom, that aired back on the 4th. And at that point, we had recorded it before the last episode, before the finale episode. And
I believe it aired right after the finale, right?
Yeah, the finale was on the 3rd. Our episode aired on the 4th.
So we were entirely unaware of who was going to win.
Yes.
Okay, congrats, Stray Kids. Y'all really worked your buns off.
Oh dear God.
Actually, no, sorry, that wasn't it. You really worked Bang Chan's shirt off.
I was about to say, I think Bang Chan took his shirt off. but also, did you note his little nod to he did a nod to Jackson. Whenever they were after he took off his shirt, there's a moment where he pauses, his back is to the camera, he puts out an arm and a leg, they put armor on his wrist and on his ankle, which is the same thing that Jackson Wang does in the 100 Ways music video.
Oh, you right? Oh my God, I'm so stupid.
I caught it when I was watching it, I was like, oh.
Tell me why I said I'm so stupid, and all I could think was that this one part in a 17 song, just I'm so stupid. Just I don't remember what fucking boop. See, I don't know what freaking song that was, but
I don't either. All I know is like hug and flower and like
I love that song.
Yeah, which is Don't Want to Cry.
Don't Want to Cry. Yeah. Anyway. But I love that Stray Kids won. I'm so heckin' proud of them. They really, really worked Bang Chan's shirt off there. But yeah. Instead of working their buns off, you know? But
they worked their buns off and Bang Chan's shirt, but also, like, I'm not complaining. I mean,
their performance was so hot that Chani just couldn't have his shirt on. I wonder if that was, like, them.
Felix had, like, a crop top on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of, that was a lot. This was Christopher's. That was not Bang Chan on that stage. That was Christopher.
You right. but also, like, as proud as I am of Stray Kids, like, the other teams, like, Like,
yeah.
Keep your heads up, kings. Your crown might fall. Yeah. Like,
because every single performance was amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, they're all kings.
Yes, they're all deserving of the crown.
Sure, Strykids was crowned the legendary king, but they all kings.
We recorded episode 2 before notable comebacks that I know both of us were really, really excited for. I'm a massive Mon Bebe, and you're a massive ID.
But I'm also still a massive Mon Bebe.
Yeah, but like the way you're trying to like make me an iconic was the same way I tried to make you a Mon Bebe. Like,
yeah, but that worked.
It did.
I was already into to Monsta X. So I was like, why the heck not? I might as well.
Yeah, you were into their music, but you were like, I don't really know their names. And then like now you're like, you know, now we have matching albums.
Yeah, and I have a bias and everything. Like, I'm not going to say who my bias is because...
I mean, both of ours.
I will say my bias, super talented. Then again, the other kings are also super talented.
Yeah, they're all super talented.
Though, I mean, that doesn't give away who my bias is.
No. No, but ours are best friends.
Yeah, that's true.
So. just like with ATs.
Just like us. And just like with ATs.
Yeah.
And Stray Kids.
Yeah, yeah. And some of our biases in some groups are like the mom and the dad of the groups.
The mom and dads. And then you have... Our shiny biases hate each other.
They do, and it's so freaking hilarious. It is so hilarious. I love that so much because that is so not us.
They hate each other. Well, I mean, and then again, our exo bias, I don't know if they're not technically they're not like the best friends of the group. I don't know how to describe our exo biases.
Oh boy. I could describe mine as a crackhead.
Oh, there is no doubt about that one, madam.
He is such a crackhead, but oh my god, I love him so much. I love him so much.
Mine's just super talented. And unbelievably hot.
They all are, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, sorry. Got off track there.
We did. But speaking of amazing comebacks, Monsta X came back with Gambler. The music video was very... There's an American movie called like Ocean's 11, and basically, but it's not even like it's like Ocean's 11 mixed with like that newer movie Now You See Me.
Oh, I love that. Which is like
the magicians that do the bank robbery. Yeah. It's Gambler is very much like that. Like the entire plot of the music video is like them doing a heist of sorts. I don't quite remember, but it was also like, we're not actually there, or it's cool. I would highly recommend seeing it and like showing Monsta X all the loves. What the hell is that?
It's a little squishy.
I just saw like, I was like, what the
fuck? It's squishy.
The next comeback that I know we were excited for, the next comeback I know we were excited for was B.I., who came back with Waterfalls.
Woo! And it was beautiful. He had a performance video, a something else video, and then an actual music video. I am so all over the place today, guys, and many apologies, but if you haven't checked it out, the comeback is Waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
The music video is for Ira Ira, though.
And oh my god, it's stunning.
It's I would like to say, you don't usually watch it with the subtitles. I do, or like the lyrics, however you want to call it, the captions. And a lot of newer music videos, they'll have the captions and the lyrics in English. This specific album, I honestly think, has been Hanbin dealing with his mental health. And wanting to get back to music and getting back to normalcy, not just because of COVID, but because of everything that happened, when he left Icon. So yeah,
he's trying to regain some version of normalcy.
Yeah. And normalcy as well as, higher status, because that man, he was like, he pulled a Jay Park, he created his own label. So
then it's like, be my own boss. And he certainly did that.
Yes he did.
I'm sorry.
So
shoot, I think I just pulled a J-Hope there, just burst into song randomly.
So the main topic of this episode is collaborations, favorites, not so favorites, some we'd like to see. It's kind of one of those just feel good episodes. One of my favorite collabs that happened a while ago. I want to say like 2016 or so, was RM and Whale doing Change.
Oh man, that one was, it was so beautiful.
I wish that song got a little bit more recognition, because first of all, it deserves it. Second of all, genuinely, I do believe the message behind it, and it is very much about changing the world and changing the way that we view the world, and the world changing its view on itself. To me, that's just one of the, it's an amazing collab. Mm. What's one that you've that you kind of have a favorite of?
I have more like collabs that I kind of digged it a little bit, but like, it's the Selena Gomez and Blackpink one.
Oh, now, for it's ice not cream? On
the, it's not on the same caliber as the Whale and RM one.
Yeah.
This one's a lot more bubblegum poppy, and to be honest, there are a few things that I was like, about it, but at the same time, like, the feel of it was very summer.
It was very summer. I see, that one's on my not so favorite. Because it is that bubblegum pop, for the reasons why, I think there that YG could have done a much better song for Blackpink and Selena Gomez. I mean,
like, I'm not gonna lie, Selena's parts seemed like they were just kind of stitched in there randomly.
Mm.
But I did like really happy vibe songs, like Red Velvet's, like a lot of Red Velvet songs and stuff like that. And
I guess that says a lot about me, because my favorite Red Velvet song is Bad Boy.
Oh, I love that song.
Me too. That's so good. I guess that says a lot about me. And that, well, okay. So look here, you're the friend. You're literally the J-Hope friend. You have rainbows coming out of your rear end.
That's fair.
You have rainbows coming out of your rear end. And if there is anyone that I am the closest to, it's probably Suga. I don't have very much pessimism. Like, I have a lot of pessimism for the world.
And it's not so much of like, oh, it's negativity. It's just, I'm a realist. I'm a realist who needs a lot of coffee.
And I'm more of the glass half full, not the glass half full.
I'm glass half empty. You're glass half full. And however, it makes perfect sense for us to be best friends.
Yeah, it does. We balance each other out.
Yin and yang. Because I have noticed, I've been a lot happier since we've been friends. We have another, we have a third to this trifecta. We know you're watching, or rather listening. So, we know you're going to be listening, girl. So, boo, you need to come be on our show.
We record super easy because we're in different states anyway.
That too, yeah. But also, like, she got the kids, so
that's fair.
I mean, you do you, honey. But like, hey, it's already planned out for July. You know, Chica just got to get on the plane. Another one has to buy her ticket. Don't you giggle at me. another massive favorite of mine. And I know a lot of people love the song that they did. But it's Chanyeol and Punch. They did an OST. That's super popular, super good. It's called Stay With Me. It was for Goblin. They did it for Goblin.
So, which is something to watch.
Hey, it's in my watch. It's basically in my watch shows for whenever I get done with I Married an Anti-Fan. Because I think I'm just waiting on a second season of The Sweet Blood at this point.
Oh, is it?
I'm invested in that. I don't know if it's over per se. I know that it's so The Sweet Blood, I know it's supposed to be like a webtoon or something like that. That they've adapted into a drama similar to Itaewon Class. So
I love that show.
I do too.
I would rewatch that one and not get bored.
Same. I think I've watched Itaewon Class about 2 or 3 times now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched it once.
It's like I put it on as like to listen to, because that also helps you when you're learning a new language to like immerse yourself with like the TV shows and the music and the everyday conversations. So like watching shows like Knowing Bros or reality shows that are like a Weekly Idol or After School Club.
Ooh, someone said without subtitles.
So like if I'm sitting down to watch a new show, like if I'm like whenever I'm watching The Sweet Blood, if it's a new episode, yes, I watch it with the subtitles. But like Hwarang, I don't need subtitles on. I know what's going on. But also that's a period drama, so like I don't know how well that's gonna help.
Yeah.
We're not in the Sheila dynasty.
Yeah, we're a little beyond that. It's a little bit beyond that, you know?
A little bit.
It's a teensy weensy tiny bit past that.
So it's Jola, like that one that Dio is in, 100 Days My Prince. That's out of the Jola dynasty. Something like that. I don't know. I need to brush up on my history. So like if anyone knows some good books
beyond that. The teeniest, tiniest bit beyond that.
A little bit.
Nah, but seriously.
Nah. But yeah, no, that isn't, we got on dramas because of the OST, thank God. But yes, Tanya and Punch. Beautiful, beautiful song. There's a lot of songs that Tanya collabs on are beautiful. You flopping your cord around.
You usually ignore me, and you do a great job of it. It's one time that I was like, ooh, let's do this. ADHD squirrel brain.
So just to like give a little insight into how we record this, we usually do it over a Zoom call. And we're not usually looking at each other's faces when we normally talk.
So when I do stupid stuff, she doesn't see it unless I'm like, oh my God, I just did this really dumb thing.
Yes, but like that's the only time like you acknowledge that it's a dumb thing.
Yeah, but usually when I'm sitting here going, ooh, this is so floppy. She doesn't see it.
But now when we record our episodes, we do it over Zoom. Because
and we show our stupid faces to each other.
That was your idea.
Yes, because I figured it would make it more funny, and it does. Because then you see me doing stupid stuff like, kind of want to stretch right now. Let's do that. Or, hey, this cord is floppy.
This cord is floppy. Well, as long as it's not a floppy disk.
You just dated yourself there, a little madam.
There's a meme of a recent idol. I think they're a member of NCT Dream.
Don't you dare tell me he didn't know what it was.
No, 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 no. He called a USB a UBB.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it was I think it was Jisung from NCT Dream.
Oh.
He called it a UBB.
Oh.
No, your BB. Oh. Your baby.
Oh, what a bean.
Right? Oh my God. What's another one of your like
who? Lauv and BTS.
Oh, I know it's not the full, like it's not all of BTS.
No, it's just Jimin and JK, right?
It is.
And
it's just Jimin and JK, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful nonetheless. To me, that's on par with Steve Aoki and BTS for Wasted on Me.
I love that song. Oh,
very underrated song. That only has Namjoon, JK, and you do hear some backing vocals by Jimin. If you're like a diehard ARMY. Like myself, I could hear Jimin's backing vocals, which always go super well with JK. Again, like it's those, a lot of their collaborations are really, really good. For me, and this is kind of sticking with BTS, I feel like we're going to be talking about them a lot today. My favorite song is a collaboration between Suga and Yisora, and it's called Song Request. Have I played that for you?
No, but I just thought of another one. It was Yoongi and IU.
Oh yeah, for 8. That was a really
pretty
song.
That one was so good. I loved that one so much.
It might be a controversial like topic of sorts, but like I would prefer like his collab with like IU or Hyze or Yisora. I mean, that's my favorite song, so there you go. And like Suran when they did Wine. over what he did with Halsey, because Sugar's interlude.
Halsey's parts in that just didn't feel right. It didn't. I mean, I know Yoongi wrote the song.
Yeah, well, he wrote the melody and stuff for it, and he wrote his rap, but it was like, it just doesn't feel, like it was something he was completely passionate about making. You can usually feel his passion in his music. This is, it felt a little busy, a little rushed, unpolished even.
I mean, that might have been the move that they were going for.
It could have been. However, like, if you look at his own music that he has a hand in and he's passionate about and he wants it done and done right. Now, don't get me wrong. I know he's proud of anything he puts out into the world, in any regards. He's always proud of what he puts out. It was just, I think in his mind, he put his little on this little thingy, on this little package, and then he sent it to Halsey's company, and Halsey's company was like, here is baby, we dropped it on his head.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there was just a ball drop. So it's like somewhere in there was a ball drop. Don't get me wrong, it's still a good song, I guess. And I'm not doubting, like, that's not me saying anything bad about Halsey. That's not me saying anything bad about Suga. It's just, for me, that song didn't hit its mark.
That's fair.
It's the same as, like, you like Ice Cream. I'm not a big fan of Ice Cream. You like Suga's interlude. I'm not a big fan of it.
I mean, I'm kind of in the middle with that one. Like, I like it to an extent, but the other part of me is like, it did feel rushed. It didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's decent if you're in like that kind of mellow mood to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that,
Yeah, I would agree to that one. There was a new song to come out recently. It was NCT and Amoeba Culture for Save. Oh. Yeah. I'm very okay with that. Now it's, I know Jason good. Derulo. Jason Derulo is a controversial topic of opinion. However,
Jason Derulo,
I will say his collab with NCT 127, good collab with BTS. Nah, baby, that ain't it. Nah, baby, that ain't
opinion. That's my only opinion. Is
I mean, it's like I don't know.
I mean, obviously BTS did it because they wanted to do that. And yeah. JK saying the cuss words.
Yeah, I could agree to that one. I never thought the F word.
Oh, JK singing it
it's when so he was pretty.
It's so pretty. And then he was like, nope, not gonna say the F word.
But I okay, so it's weird. I unfortunately we have to constantly keep ourselves in check when we record this, because we can't drop F bombs here, but like,
because we got to keep it family friendly, Felix.
Did you just say family friendly for Felix?
No. Family friendly Felix.
Family friendly Felix.
Yeah, it's not family friendly for Felix. It's family friendly Felix.
That man ain't family friendly. He showed his abs on public television. That's not
Felix I'm thinking about.
Oh.
I'm thinking about the, I was thinking about, oh, Shaboobie. Felix. He's Felix. There's another Felix. There's a Felix that plays video games, doesn't play video games much anymore.
Pootie Pie?
Yeah, Poots.
Poots? Felix Hjelberg?
Yeah, no, he's a, he's a gotta keep it family friendly, Felix. He says that while dropping the F-bomb like 5,000 times during one video.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the Felix I was thinking of.
Oh, I was thinking about the cute little ending fairy for Stray Kids. Fairy off on both of them. However, one did teach me how to curse in a different language.
Jeez. That sounds fun. always learn the curse words first.
Yeah. I would highly recommend that. So that way you can tell if someone's like cursing at you and we don't condone violence, but at least that way you can tell if someone's being mean to you. Calling you bad names. Yes. So there are a lot of really, really good. Any more of your kind of favorite collaborations?
No, I just have a whole bunch of collabs that I would love to see.
Oh yeah, same.
Oh boy. If I could get Hong Jung, Hansei, Rocky, and Changbin,
yes,
on a track.
All the speed rappers.
Oh, good night. That would be a heck of a cipher.
All the speed rappers doing a cipher.
Can you imagine? They would probably need like a fire extinguisher in the studio to put out all the fire they spitting.
I mean,
the room would be like so hot.
I mean, look here. Aren't most all of them somewhat on a hiatus right now? Because Victon's not doing anything. I know Hansei is working on his solo work. Astro, I think Uno is about to start filming because all of a sudden they changed his hair back to brown. I'm just saying that that's a possibility for a True Beauty season 2. Kind of need him to make his comeback as with Hwang In-yup. So he needs to come back to True Beauty because like we waiting. I need more of True Beauty. And Hong Jung and Chanbin, they just finished Kingdom.
So they probably rested.
Yeah, Astro, I don't feel like Rocky. The only thing Rocky is doing is like filming music, or like our dance covers at 3 a.m.
because he can't sleep. So he's like, dance studio. I feel the music in my soul. I must boogie till the sun comes up.
Then the sun does come up.
Oh, I messed up. I messed up. And all you hear is birds.
Are those birds? Oh, I messed up.
I picture Jinjin like walking over and bringing him like two hoodies, one for him to use as a pillow and the other one to use as a blanket.
It would have to be Uno's size because that man is large.
he's a wide boy. Like his shoulders are comparable to Worldwide Handsome shoulders.
Yeah. Oh dear God. Oh no. Yeah.
He's a wide boy.
He's shaped like a Dorito. Shaped like a Dorito.
Yeah, he's like wide and slender.
Yeah, I'm very jealous of every idol that is able to do that. Honest to God.
But like another one that I would really love to see is like BI and BM.
Yes! Double B. Oh my God. And I know we've been hearing a lot of rumbles.
Tear up a track.
oh yes, oh yes. And like BM is pretty much on hiatus now too until JSF comes back from the military.
Yeah. But he still got his Dive Studio stuff. Shout out to Dive Studios.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I wouldn't say
that. I know you're probably never gonna hear this, but shout out to Dive Studios. We love you, Eric Nam.
Hi, Eric. Say hi to Diane for us.
And literally just say hi to everyone at the office because we're a fan.
Can I get Amber Lou's number, please? I love her so much. She is one of my favorite artists, though. If I could, I would like to hear. I would like to hear her do something with some other artists. I know on her newest music, she did a collab with Peniel from B2B. On her track Neon. Yep. And the music video is super adorable. All you saw was Peniel in the little TVs. It was so cute. But super fitting. But I would like to see her collab. I don't know who I would like to see her collab though. Because I feel like she's kind of in like a style of music category all of her own.
I feel like she's like that kind of person that could probably collab with just about anyone.
I feel that, but like I think the music has to like hit her in just the right way.
If it has Amber Lou's name on it, I'm gonna listen to it. I don't care what it is.
if her name is on it, I'm listening to it. Do I have a favorite artist? Yes. Are they a K-pop artist? No. Ish. She but used to be.
Also, after hearing Namjoon's Festa track.
Ooh, Bicycle.
As I was listening to it, I was like, you know, I feel like him and Hongjoon would probably make a really good track together.
Yeah, they're both kind of that like earth mom, like creator-ish, that like that's really pretty. But also Hongjoon with J-Hope.
Oh yeah.
I just don't think it could ever go. Maybe Mingi could do something with Hobie too, or like, but like, oh, I don't.
Mingi,
we know he's on his way. You know, we've seen some pictures of Mingi coming back to Seoul. We've seen a few things, so we're hoping.
And there's Mingi.
And there might have been a little, we might have heard a little bit of Mingi on their final track for Kingdom.
Oh, that song I did is such a bop.
It oh. was. Oh my god, it was.
Oh, such a bop. I play it at work every day.
You play it at work every day?
Yeah.
Oh god.
It's on my playlist.
So annoyed.
Oh, I don't care.
So annoyed.
I don't care. I'm sitting there rocking out to GOT7 for friggin' anything that pops up on my playlist. It didn't.
So I would like to.
Na-na-na-na-na.
I would. Yeah. Na-na-na.
Ow! Pop yourself in the face.
Basically, yeah. So like, I would like to say it where I live is a little more diverse with his music than where you live. Because now we're getting butter in the middle of the day now. So
English is hard.
English. What is it?
English is hard. Anyway.
Also, dude, the first time I look at the analytics and, like, we get a ping from South Korea, I'm going to pee myself.
Yeah, I don't tell people that I know for that are in South Korea about our show because I'm like, I'm stupid.
Well, not only that, like, I have the voice of a man, or at least I feel like I have a voice. I have to edit all these episodes, all right? I know what I sound like.
I sound like a booger brought to life.
With a French accent. So clippy.
So, like, if we're going back to our list, I literally have, like, the closing topic and one more thingy to mention. That's it.
Okay. What's the one more thingy to mention?
The one more thingy?
Yes.
The one more thingy is I would adore seeing B.I. and Bobby on another track.
Oh. You're not wrong. That makes me tear up.
That would make my little iconic heart burst.
Mm-hmm. It really would. It would mean the world. And I know, which, by the way, might I add, isn't Icon's, like,
contract
up very soon?
Yeah.
Not in the next year, but, like, soon?
No, it's in the next year, my guy. And Jinwon is going to the military soon. That just hurt me.
Yeah.
It's hurting me so bad because, like, before it was like, oh, K-pop, this is great. I love this for me. And now it's like, oh, wow. The artists that I'd gotten into a few years ago
are all going to the military.
And it hurts and I'm sad, but at the same time, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, we've both, like, looked into conscription laws. English, what is it? We've both looked into the conscription laws, so we know a little bit more about what's going on. It's I'm not about to go into it right now, but they are. But anyway, okay. So yes, I would have to agree with you about B.I. and Bobby doing another track or album, something like that.
Even I would just like a track.
Yeah. I would add to that Wonho with Monsta X.
Yeah. Starship, make it so, number one.
Number two, I mean, like, it's, they act like Starship wants to act like Wonho wasn't a part of Monsta X, but sir, whoever is over Starship, look here, Monbebe's remember.
How can you just pretend that Captain Korea doesn't exist?
Jesus, Captain Korea doing flying Pilates. Captain Korea doing flying Pilates.
That was flying yoga.
But whatever it is.
Close. Pilates is, no, I've seen that man doing the Pilates machine thingy. He made the craziest faces. His pain tolerance. When he says his pain tolerance sucks, his pain tolerance sucks.
Yeah. When he says he has a low pain tolerance, believe him.
He will act as if he is dying.
I would also add in there, I wish we could just have a full, this one's gonna hurt big time, but a full shiny track with all five of our boys. I miss Jonghyun a lot. But if you listen to old shiny music, like you're same, very much same. But I miss his voice. He had a beautiful a balance to his voice. And I miss the harmonies that him and Taemin used to do. And I know that is a that is super sad, and it hurts me to say it.
It hurts me to hear it.
Yeah, I know. I hate myself for thinking it, but like, I do wish Jonghyun was still here with us. And now it's missing shiny hours. Also, screw you, SM, for what you did to their like, what was it, 10th anniversary thing? Yeah. Yeah.
That was really low.
That was. I mean, and I specifically told you, I was like, this one's going to hurt. This is going to hurt. You know, I'm talking about Jung, and you know, I would love to hear his beautiful voice, you know, one more time. Yeah. But like, Shiny straight up surprised them with it.
I didn't take my glasses off. My eye is sore. And I don't know why.
My eyes are sweating. My eyes are sweating over
it. No, it feels like someone punched me in my eyeball.
Are you sure you didn't punch yourself in the eyeball?
I didn't punch myself. I would have known if I punched myself in the eyeball.
I challenge that statement because...
Feels like I just got punched in the eyeball. And I didn't just punch myself in the eyeball. Okay, lady. Oh, I should stop playing with things.
So on that sad note, now that we have hurt each other, Major League.
No, you hurt me.
Sue me, damn it! You'll be receiving documents from my lawyer. Yeah, where's my white glove? Divorce documents. I'm not signing. I ain't signing jack.
I think in the entire time we've been friends, I have never threatened you with the divorce documents.
No, you haven't. But our third best friend threatens both of us, like, on a weekly basis.
Oh, yes, because we torture her with her biases.
Okay, that's because it's not my fault she decides to bias the... I don't even know how to describe them. She's got a thing for the spicy ones.
The thoughty ones.
Yes! She does! This is us calling you out, boo. We are. We love you, but you got a thing for thoughty men. You got a thing for thoughty men.
So do I, though.
I feel her on the JB thing, though.
And I want to switch it up.
Hey, Switch It Up is a prime example that man, he... There's no way to describe that.
Please forgive me for that singing. That was terrible. That was terrible.
Recently, I've gone, so it's, our song is Obsessions for this week.
Yes.
Oh. That perked up real quick.
Yeah.
So Butter yeah. by BTS, obviously.
That was probably going to be on my list for the next couple weeks.
I have to say, I've not been as obsessed with Butter as I have been of Wolfgang by Stray Kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I listen to that song literally every day. That is what starts, like, before I go to work. That's the song that starts my day. Is just us barking for men. Another one for me is Slow Walk by Chanyeol.
Mm.
Super, super good song. Chonchoni, chonchoni, chonchoni.
Another song that I'm always obsessed with currently is, was it from the freaking second it came out, was the AT Is The Real.
Oh, I'm so glad both of us have, like, a I would say an honorable mention for me is a Finale. What was it? Show and Prove? Something like that.
Yeah.
By B2B. Yeah.
And then Addie's by Icon.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh, amazing song too.
Another one that I've been obsessed with is Giddy Up by 6K, English is hard. PH1, Jay Park, and Woody Go Child.
Ooh,
that song is such a bop.
I will say, like, what comes out of AOMG and Higher and doesn't, like, yeah,
you got a point.
Another one I've been obsessed with is Dark and Cloudy by Juwon. From Monsta X. Yeah. Mm. I'm just saying, we've all been sleeping on his solo work.
Mm-hmm. I love his solo work. He just puts out such, like, quality music.
And also, I can't say the name of Taehyun's single. Because it would give us an explicit rating. It's a good song. And I'm obsessed with it as well. But I can't say the song name.
Another one last song that I've been obsessed with for, like, the past week has been Fever by Enhypen.
I can agree to that. Fever and Drunk Days have been, like, on an equal scale for me.
Yes.
Fever and Drunk Days are on an equal scale. My last one, and this is because I've literally listened to it three times since it came out this morning when we weren't recording, Bicycle by RM that he released today for BTS and ARMY Festa.
Mm.
Such a good song, very on point for RM. It feels like it should be on the like mixtape album. Like, I feel like if you want to be sad, you go listen to Forever Rain. But if you want to explore and, like, do a little Namjoonin, Bicycle. That's just put on your headphones, get on your bike, and just bring bring down through.
I think it was Jay that was sitting there during an interview. They were, half of them were doing, like, TikTok dances. They're just sitting there, and he was, all she could see is him just.
Yeah, he did. It was. That boy needs to hurry up and come of age so that I can finally make him part of my bias list. Because until my actual bias list comes of age, Yisung is the honorary bias.
He was a default, but he's not a default.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen honorary. If you've seen that man during the dance practice for Fever, he's no default. He's not default material.
Well, I didn't say default. I said honorary.
Oh, no. But
so I think that is it for this episode. Is there any, you know, is there anything else you would like to add to the list? No. We hope you enjoyed this episode and stay tuned for next week. Are you going to say your goodbyes? See you guys next week.